Welcome to the Bend Outdoors Radio Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. As always, we love hearing from all of you. Comment, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-BEND. That is 305-900-2363. Or drop an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. Sitting beside me, shotgun, as always, is my producer, sound engineer, and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Yes, you're waving.
I'm waving because I had a mouthful of coffee.
Well, we hope you're all having a great fall so far. And, you know, October
join
is now
the
under the way. Yes. And we just experienced our first deep freeze, our real first real freeze of the year. So
that means all the leaves are going to be gone here in a few days.
That means, you know what, the guys fall's that have here. Been waiting to combine, sunflowers are going to be able to get after it pretty quick here.
Right.
Now that we finally had our first hard freeze.
Right. Getting
but
closer.
This Tigger came to light to me. It was a meme that spoke to me today. If you've never told your truck or car, good job, and patted its dash after doing something wild, we can't be friends.
Okay, that's a good point. I've done that how many times? But you haven't even named your truck. Mine, the flatbed, is Rose. The ranch truck
serious?
Is Rose. Yeah.
I never knew it had a name.
Well, yeah,
We've been
Rose.
Together for how long? It has a name.
Rose. How many times are you driving that thing and it's Rose?
I drive it more than you do.
I know.
In recent times.
I know. And maybe every time you two work out together, we'll call it, something happens, the trailer plug-in just magically breaks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then it got stuck in four-wheel drive for
then
a while.
It got stuck in four-wheel drive for a while. You drove home
I
in four-wheel drive.
I am not hard on things. I don't know what you're talking about. But, yes, I have many a times in my life started a vehicle and patted that dash and said, good job.
The
you
fact
got
that it
this.
Started, encouragement, I understand.
Folks, I will say, though, it is going to be a fun show today with upland hunting taking off in many areas. We're going to talk about pheasant hunting, a little bit of waterfowl. You know what? We're going to have a lot of fun as we go around the bend today. Spotlight today is on posting and trespassing laws. You know, with upland game taking off, waterfowl is already underway in a lot of places. And, you know, rifle, deer hunting, muzzleloader, all that's around the bend. So I thought we better touch on posting and trespassing laws because every state varies. You know, Tigger and I, we were just out last weekend at the ranch there posting the property, and you know, it makes you aware again is there's a lot of different laws depending on where you live.
And where we're at, we can electronically post the land, which is great, but we opted to also go and hang the signs as well. But we were talking about that, and yeah, every state is very different of what laws are. And
Absolutely. And so, like he said, we can go online and do that as well, which is great, especially with all of the technology that's out there. That way your local, your state wildlife will have the maps updated, but then also those apps such as Onyx that you hear about.
Oh,
If you pay for the subscription.
Pay to play kind of that situation.
That's
right.
Exactly how it is too. They will have the maps updated too, showing the electronic postings. However, not every state has electronic posting.
So Onyx does do that?
Yes, it will. I know the state that we live in, if you pay for the subscription service of Onyx version, it will show the e-posted land.
Oh, right.
However,
on.
Where we are at, and that's why, you know, you don't have to do exactly what we did, but what we suggest doing is we still physically put out the signs because we're in a state that if it's not posted, you can hunt.
Right.
And so if you want to avoid having any of those confrontations, you know, bad
misunderstandings,
negative,
confusion,
anything
right.
that comes back right, on right. negative, whether it's the landowner or on those hunting, we want to keep everybody in harmony is what I'd like to say.
Right. And we're in a unique position because we are very avid hunters, but we're also landowners.
Right. We run livestock. And so that's one of the things also I wanted to touch on is permission. Before you head out, regardless, if you are not hunting on land that you actually physically own, get permission or double check. Even if it's land that you've hunted, say, for the last 5 years, for the last 10 years,
it could have changed
ownership. You never know. Life changes in an instant.
Right.
So it doesn't hurt again, check in with the folks that you're getting to hunt on their land. Make sure you stay in the good graces of everybody, because on top of that, you never know. There might have been changes to the landscape. Are there washouts? We just saw, you know, hurricanes in Florida, southeast part of the country.
That access, maybe that gate where maybe you normally go in, maybe that gate doesn't exist no more.
Exactly. Livestock, you know, people are continuously trying to improve their range management. Maybe their livestock are being rotated differently than they have ever before. You just never know. So please check in before you hit the trail and open that gate to go hunting. Talking about gates, always close the gate. That's the last little thing I'm going to throw out there. We already know to pick up our garbage, do those kinds of things. But the courtesy is to always close the gates.
Yes.
And depending also on what state you're in, it's the law in some states too, to make sure those gates are closed after you go through them. So there you go. We just want you all to be conscious that, you know, we make our livelihood, some people do, off of livestock, but most of us enjoy the outdoors regardless. It's our backyard. Our first news story takes us to Egypt, where archaeologists have found 2,000-year-old cheese. The Egyptian archaeologists recently found several 2,000-year-old pots of cheese at an excavation site near Cairo. The blocks of cheese were identified as halloumi, I believe is how you pronounce that. It's spelled H-A-L-O-U-M-I. And they were found sitting in the pots as if someone was preparing to eat them. The cheese tested positive for goat and sheep's milk. Next, we head to Singapore, where a wolf has been cloned using a beagle. Yes, that's right. You heard me correctly. A Singapore-based pet cloning company has become the world's first to clone a wild Arctic wolf. The company placed 85 Arctic wolf embryos into 7 beagles. One of the beagles has given birth to a healthy wolf. I found this kind of fascinating, being an animal science major myself and ranching and owning livestock. Kind of interesting how they used embryos from a wolf and placed them in the beagles and only had one come to fruition. Anyway, kind of an interesting story in my mind. Back here in the United States, Disney parks. While parents are sneaking tweens into Disney parks in strollers, people apparently are sneaking tweens and older children into Disney theme parks because of the pricing. A one-day ticket costs $139, while a five-day ticket costs $484. Thrifty parents are hiding their kids in strollers because the children under three, all children under three, can enter Disney parks without a ticket. People are posting videos of themselves sneaking their older children and tweens by security. Well, you know, this may have worked for a while, but we all know that's eventually going to stop. But still, I'm going to throw this out there. Nature, folks. Yeah, nature. Save the pocketbook regardless. Now we head to Pennsylvania. We've heard a lot about the bears in all different parts of the United States. Well, in Pennsylvania, it's no different. Well, you know those doorbell ring cameras? Turns out they are useful for more than just the Amazon package deliveries. Four bears recently broke into a home in Pocono Lake, Pennsylvania. The mama bear and her three cubs climbed through a window, went into the kitchen, and raided the refrigerator. The family's Ring doorbell camera called the police. The bears took off before the cops came. The bears returned the next day and were caught by a game warden. They were relocated. That's a wrap of the news for now. You're not going to want to go anywhere because you know what? Upland pheasant hunting is kicking off in many parts of the country. We're going to sit down and visit with one gal about it. Plus, we'll have more outdoor news of the feel-good type. Stay where you are. You never know what's coming around the bend.
In the field, on the farm, or in the saddle, we're right there with you, in your pocket, on your phone, and everywhere you go. RFD TV Now. Current ag reports, geo-targeted weather, live streaming 24/7, and our full collection of shows you love at the tip of your finger. At less than $10 a month, it's the cheapest tool on the farm. Download the app today and start watching RFD TV Now.
The calendar has been marked, your aim is on point, and all that's missing is the clothes to take you to the next level. TheTellyOutdoors.com specializes in clothes that fit, wicks, and move silently while providing comfort and durability. TheTellyOutdoors.com.
Little Rack Taxidermy. Be it a youth's first hunt or a trophy of a lifetime, let it be something you always remember.
Reach out to Little Rack Taxidermy on Facebook and have Heather bring back that natural look. That's Little Rack Taxidermy.
Add a little heat to those burgers and brats. Add some Mickey's mustard or some Mickey's hot mustard to your summer cooking. Ain't nothing like it. Mickey's mustard. That's MICKEYSMUSTARD.com. Mickey's mustard.
Join the Celebration Nation. Never miss another national day. From National Pretzel Day to Junk Food Day, be notified about contests, coupons, and prize opportunities. NationalDayCalendar.com. Never miss a reason to celebrate every day.
Welcome back, folks, to The Bend. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. So glad you continued riding with us. Have a treat for us all today. Joining us is Leanne Skirpe, and she is one heck of an adventurous gal, just like myself. I call her my soul sister because we both love pushing the limits. It doesn't matter what adventure we're on in life, we're always pushing those boundaries, taking up the reins in something different, you never know what. And so, Leanne, I am so glad you jumped back on the show with us today. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Beck, I love you. Thanks for having me.
You know, and I just want to brag on you a little bit, because when I say that she is pushing the limits, this gal has done everything from she's a runner, she's huge in the equine industry. On top of it, don't you do some of that shooting off of horseback?
Oh, yeah, mounted shooting.
There you go. See, don't mess with Leanne. So it's probably no surprise that over the years, she has also taken up upland hunting. And I'm bringing this up because I know this weekend, if you're up in the Dakotas, like the North Dakota, that's known for phenomenal pheasant hunting. Their opener is today, this Saturday. And on the 15th of October will be South Dakota opening. And those kind of, a lot of times people, when they think about pheasant hunting and such, they think of that area of the country. And then in many, many parts of the United States, waterfowl is open all over the place. So Leanne, how long have you been into upland hunting?
Barely a year, honestly. We don't have a ton of pheasants down in good old Colorado or Florida, for that matter.
Okay.
You know, coming to North Dakota, pheasant was something I always wanted to get into, mainly because I love the aspect of having dogs, man's best friend with a beautiful dog. So that is kind of what got me into it, is I really wanted a German Shorthair pointer.
Well, I think that sounds like a great excuse. I'm somebody myself that I was lucky enough to grow up pheasant hunting quite a bit. And I've even gotten into helping guiding over the years. And, you know, there is something about hunting with the dogs. You already have that bonding. But then when you can give them a job, that's crazy cool.
It's such an explosive rush, Beck. When obviously I've done a lot of clay shooting in my life. And so not only is it, you know, when that you can hear the sounds of the pheasant running, or the sound and the explosive rush of the feathers flapping overhead, and you're aiming and getting ready to shoot, and you just like, you watch the dog, and the dog is just like, is so, no pun intended, but on point. And it's just like, so cool. It's awesome.
It is. I'm with you. And you know, now you make me miss my old lab, Hank. I lost him just a couple of years ago, but I know you have a new love in your life, right?
I do. So that's Miss Zolina. She is black and white, and she is so talented. We have done a lot with the National Versatile Hunting Dog Association and got our prize won in our natural ability test. So we're working up the rank.
Terrific. So curious, when you got into upland hunting, and I know you've done waterfowl as well as pheasant hunting, because you already had a strong background in doing quite a bit of clay shooting, did you find switching over to actually going out hunting pretty easy for you?
You know, it wasn't, because for me, like I'm such a hardcore perfectionist, and I need to have more grace on myself. But and I'll say that for every woman that's never picked up a shotgun and wants to get out there, my gosh, like just go out and experience it. If you don't get the bird right off, it's okay. Most likely you're out there with somebody that's going to anyways. So it's in the experience, it's in the camaraderie, it's in going out and seeing the golden hues of the sunset on the far-reaching prairie. Like, it's just amazing.
You know, you said it perfectly, because the biggest part of it is just getting outside. It's getting back to nature. And with October being Mental Health Awareness Month, you know how important that very much so is. So even if you are a little bit, you know, nervous about going out, or, you know, oh, it's been a while since I've done even some clay shooting or anything like that, never be afraid. None of us go out the gate guns a-blazing, as one might say. So there's always that little practice. And you know what I found, and you've probably found the same thing, doesn't matter what shooting range or where you go, everyone's always there to offer help and tips.
Oh, 100%. In fact, that's what I love about any sort of pheasant hunting. Everybody that I've connected with is so willing to, you know, oh, try my gun, it's a little lighter. Or, hey, try thinking about, you know, shooting, you shot over, go think about, you know, following a little bit better. Like, they're always going to give you some tips. And it's just so nice to be able to be surrounded by people that really want to intentionally invest in you.
That is the perfect way to say intentionally invest in you. And no different than as we should, we kind of, as I say, pay it forward, right? We're doing the same thing for the others. So just remember that they're wanting to do the same for you. We all want everybody to have an awesome, phenomenal time in the field.
Heck yeah. I mean, that's really what it, you know, I think for everybody defines the reason why you go out to the field each fall. But I think there's so much behind it, the passion, and it's just to experience so many cool things.
Okay, hold on. I have one question for you. What is your favorite pheasant dish?
So last year I made a pheasant wild rice soup that was absolutely phenomenal.
Oh.
So I'm still experimenting.
That is one of the fun parts of it, right? Is being able to enjoy what we harvest.
Absolutely. So much fun. Don't be afraid to fearlessly make some random recipes, because you just never know how they're going to turn out.
I couldn't say it any better. Thank you, Leanne, for being on the show with us today. We can't wait to keep up with you on more adventures down the road. Stay where you are, everybody. We'll be right back.
OvertheEdgeOutdoors.org, a nonprofit providing veterans and active service members with opportunities to hunt and fish at no cost to them. For more information or to donate, check out OvertheEdgeOutdoors.org.
Again, that's OvertheEdgeOutdoors.org.
Our shows, well, they're your shows. Is there something that you'd like to hear? A segment, perhaps, that you would like to have a little more often? Like something, don't like something, it doesn't matter. Let us know. Call the hotline, email us, or message us on social media. We love hearing from y'all.
Waterfowl, turkey, deer. ToxicCalls.com offers all of the various styles of calls needed to take your hunt to the next level when you create quite simply the most real sound yet. American made to boot. Order today. ToxicCalls.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Join us every week as we travel the back roads and backwaters in search of the ultimate outdoor adventure. You can find us on KOTVchannel.com. YouTube, and our local stations.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to The Bend, folks. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Rebecca Warner, aka Beck, and Tigger is sitting down here with me for this one. This one crossed my news wire the other day, and I showed it to Tigger. And take a listen to this story that came out. Michigan, a kitten saves family from carbon monoxide poisoning. A family in Michigan was running a generator in their garage after they lost power due to a storm. The family went to bed as their garage door accidentally closed. The family kitten started crying when the carbon monoxide fumes made the kitten sick. The kitten then lost consciousness. The mother of the family immediately evacuated her entire family, and they now credit the cries from the kitten with saving their lives. So I'm bringing this up because as we're heading into fall, we're thinking about things we need to do, as well as we know the folks down in Florida and the southeast part of the country going without any power. And a lot of them, right, Tigger, are running off of generators. And as we get our generators ready for maybe our hunting cabins, or even for us in the upper northern climates, we always like to service them, change the oil in those generators and get them prepped. But also now's the time to really, wouldn't you say, change the batteries in your...
Check them.
Mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
right. And, you know, when you service that stuff before you're going to need it. I mean, that goes for us, too. I mean, she's kind of looking at me, shaking her finger. And yeah. I mean, that goes for us, too, before we're up in the cold country where it's better to have it and not need it than it is to need it and not have it.
Exactly. Thankfully, this family was safe. Their kitten, and however it might be, the circumstances were, they were okay. They were safe. They did not lose lives, but this easily could have went the other way. And all I could keep thinking about is with the bad weather that's been in parts of the country, we experienced heavy ice storms late last spring, I should say.
We had that huge blizzard.
That is kind of an awakening to all of us. Make sure those carbon monoxide monitors, alarms, new batteries are put in them, your smoke, your fire alarms, just take care of all those
flashlights, can
things.
I add that too?
Yes.
That, you know, usually people have a flashlight by the bed or, well, if you're like, oh, you got a flashlight in every single place you possibly can, but change those batteries. Mm-hmm. And especially, everybody says this, but this is what we do. Spring forward, fall back. That's when you change those batteries and especially the smoke detectors in your house.
Time for Beck's Barrel of the Feel Good type. Let's see what I have in store for you today. New Chuck E. beer is no child's play. Oh, this sounds like Halloween to me. The Seattle, Washington Elysian Brewing is celebrating Halloween early with a Chuck E. beer. Modeled after the star of the Child's Play movies, the beer has hints of pumpkin, cranberry, and cinnamon. The white beer is called Chuck E., a killer wit beer, and his description reads, just like the iconic doll, this beer will be your friend till the very end. Saturated with blood red cranberry juice and entangled with pumpkin that's been mangled into a puree, the beer is light in color with spine-chilling flavors of chamomile and cinnamon. Sounds like the perfect combination to everything one might love about the season. Now, the other thing that's trending are gratitude pumpkins. They're gaining popularity. I saw them a little bit. I was introduced to them last year, and I'm happy to see that they are taking off like crazy this year. Cool idea. Let me tell you about them. It's a unique take on fall decor that allows for showing thanks during the fall season while bringing family around the table to do so daily. The gratitude pumpkins, as they're coined, is when you take a pumpkin, place it on your kitchen or dining table as, say, a centerpiece, then using a black Sharpie marker daily, everyone writes something they are thankful for on the pumpkin. Gratitude pumpkins, as they're being toted, encourage people to show that they are grateful by writing uplifting messages. And you know what? They're really a fun, creative way to keep the kids involved and for them to express the things that they are most thankful for. Now, here's one last thing I came across the other day. I was doing some research for a different type of article, and it involved fall fishing and the benefits of fall fishing. Well, get this. We all know that nature heals, but did you know that fishing can actually burn an average of 200 calories per hour? I don't know. Now it's starting to sound like it's doctor's orders that we all head out fishing. Crazy as this may sound, and of course, if you just sit in a chair the whole time, that number of calories burned is going to change. It's going to decrease drastically. But if you're walking around to different fishing spots, working up a sweat, you know, casting a line from shore, well, you're putting that heart to work, and guess what? It will benefit you in the long run. You know, according to TakeMeFishing.org, they say spending time out in nature promotes relaxation and offers many of the same benefits that meditation does, such as decreased anxiety and reduced blood pressure. Studies have even shown that fishing is good for your mental health, as it can lower cortisol levels as well, because you know what? You are getting that vitamin D, and as the days get shorter, depending on where you are, we're in need of it. So get out and hit the water fishing or hit up those trails hiking. Whatever you need to do, stay physical fit as we head into these colder, darker months. Well, folks, this is going to wrap up our 101st episode here of The Bend. Yes, you heard me right. 101 episodes. It's been a wild ride and we're not stopping anytime soon. Thank you to my producer, sound engineer, and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart, to our guest, Leanne Scarpe. I can't wait for the adventures this girl and I have planned. You know, I say this week after week to people, it doesn't matter the age or stage in life, you try something new. It's a fact that you did step outside of your comfort zone, and successful or not, we're willing to try. You got this, crew. As y'all keep making those memories this fall, especially as hunting season now is underway and autumn festivities are all around us, be sure to keep sending in those pictures by email and always tagging at The Bend Show on social media. We love hearing and sharing your life with you, whether you're on and off the trail, in the tractor, or tackling the next chapter from a new outdoors hobby to ranching to hunting to fishing, or just trying to make it through the week. We want to see it all. We want to see and hear of those memorable moments. Missed this episode? Find all our shows on the website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. Looking to change things up at your next event, conference, or awards banquet? Have us, Tigger and Beck, entertain your crowd. From MCs to event headliner, public speakers to acting as host couple, let us make your gathering extra special and unforgettable. From ranching and rodeo, cattle hunting, fishing, camping, and so much more, we have the stories to share with the laughs to be had. Thank you to our partners, Ditelli Outdoors, About You Photography, Buckstorm, Little Rack Taxidermy, Mickey's Mustard, ToxicCalls.com, Wobble Creek Outfitters, Atlas Tracks, Abrahamson Rodeo Company, RFD TV, and the Cowboy Channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along, kept us shotgun along with you. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. Remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.